This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site. Boxing Box, learn the fight on instinct.
And BetDSI.com, bet on MMA and get a 20% discount.
This is MMA Nuts, episode 71.
71!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
And I'm Matt Griffith. This is the MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we are not afraid to shit our pants and talk about it.
That's right.
Or we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
We do. And we come today to discuss...
What's that?
UFC 135?
Yes.
Rampage versus Jon Jones.
Yes.
In Denver, Colorado.
Is that where it's at? High altitude. I didn't even take into account altitude.
We'll get there.
Attitude with an altitude. That's right. Or something.
But before we discuss that card, Do you want to give us an update on your mouse situation?
Yeah, I got an update on this war on Mises and Mises. These little terrorist fuckers. What's the score?
Are they funded by Al Qaeda?
They might be, those little sons of bitches. I've got three mice.
Okay.
Dead.
This is a death toll.
Yeah, this is a death toll.
Okay.
Three dead mice, one dead chipmunk.
Terrible.
Hey, they get in the line of fire. We don't discriminate. If you're in a rodent family, you're going down.
Okay.
And one mouse foot.
You just have a foot?
Yeah.
The guy's like, fuck. Oh, God damn it, I lost my foot.
We were talking about that. Like, if you wing one, and I was going to, like, bring the hammer down with a sledgehammer or a shovel, but when I got home from work, everyone in my house said, oh, yeah, there's a mouse. He's still alive in the garage. I go out there. I can't find a fucking trap. Like, where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is it? And then 3 days later, it's outside of my garage, like, 15 feet away, and I pick it up, and there's a little fucking mouse foot in there. I'm like, son of a bitch, he probably chewed his leg off to get out. I've heard about that shit. Now I've seen it.
That's awesome.
Or else he just pulled so hard, ripped that motherfucker off, man.
He's gonna be. You're gonna wake up one day, and you're gonna open your eyes, and there's gonna be this mouse with one foot. You're gonna have fangs right in your face.
It's gonna be awesome.
I'm gonna bite your ass.
Hey, I'll take my chances. But I'm on the lookout for like a three-footed mouse.
You gotta get a picture of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I said you took a picture of that little mouse foot
awesome.
In the trap. So, yeah, and then they got smart, and they just started eating all the peanut butter off the traps now, and they're all getting snapped. So I'm going to go out there, like, fucking 10 traps in the next couple of days.
Oh, really?
All at once. There's no way you can get away from it. You're going to go down.
Peanut butter, how can they get it off the trap without setting it off?
I think they get smart, and they're using tools. Maybe they use a stick and poke it first.
The guy with the one leg put like a little saw on his leg. No, he's like a pirate.
Yeah.
You know what I do is I usually take cheese and I let it sit for a day. So it's like really rock hard on the end of that thing. And it seems like that works. I don't. Maybe you can do it with peanut butter
too. Maybe I'll mix it. Maybe I'll do like peanut butter on one side of the garage and cheese on the other.
Fuck with them.
Yeah.
Oh, we got cheese over here.
Yeah, cheese is okay. Peanut butter, that stuff's bad news.
Yeah.
So. Fuck yeah.
Good
so
for you.
The war continues.
Okay.
But I will say this. I did fuck myself up in the process three times. Like,
snap
you know,
yourself?
You're trying to get the little trap set, and then you like put it in. Fuck!
It hurts.
Motherfuckers!
I think you can break your thumb if you get it right, or bust your nail off.
Oh, I got three on the same thumb in one day, and I was fucking screaming motherfuckers and went into my house, and my daughter was like, what were you screaming out there? Like all sorts of swear words that, you know, whatever.
Nice.
You can use whenever you feel you need to.
Yeah.
It's all good.
A plethora of swearing.
Yeah.
Some say we swear too much on this show.
Sometimes we do.
Mm-hmm. It's the internet.
It is. You can
turn it off if you don't like it. There are people who say they watch our show with their kids and stuff, which is cool. But it says specifically on our channel and in iTunes that we're explicit. It's not, you know, I think it's cool, but, you know, you probably shouldn't be watching this with very young kids.
Maybe not.
It's not necessary.
Hey, whatever you want. You know.
But shall we talk about this card?
I suppose.
This mess of a card. Scrambledness. So many cards have been, it's like, again, we're back in the cycle of cards are getting fucked
steroids.
Up.
Steroids.
I don't know what's going, no.
Just the not mess, that cycle? We're not.
The messed up card cycle, you know? things were going good for a while. Everybody's showing up for fights, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, guys get hurt. Things happen. Before we want to talk about this fight, Diaz Gomi? Wait, I thought we were talking about, do I have this mixed up? Hughes Koscheck? Are we not going first? Are we going Diaz Gomi?
Yeah, okay. Diaz Gomi.
All right. Before I want to talk about this, Ben Rothwell and Mark Hunt, I think, got moved up to the main card.
Why?
Because they...
Just because someone's going to get finished, hopefully?
Maybe. So I want to know, what's the over-under on this going more than a minute?
God, pray to whatever God you pray to, if you believe in whatever that is, that it gets finished in a minute, because you don't want to see it go past a minute, right?
No, because both guys will get tired.
Yeah, we already saw that with Rothwell.
Get sloppy. Yeah. When he fought Gilbert Evil.
Yeah.
The 3-minute crazy.
That was awesome for 3 minutes.
That was
three
awesome slugfest. And then, like,
sucked for the
like,
other 12.
Oh, I'm tired. Okay. You will push me up against the cage. I will take you down. Okay. Now we will reverse. Okay. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Round change.
You couldn't even hold him down, too. Yeah. You just kept, like, throwing him
that
off.
That was a rough one to watch.
Yeah.
So they're big guys, though. Rothwell, though, looks like he's in better shape. He keeps posting pictures up on Facebook. Seems like he's toned down
a bit.
Is that
the thing to do now? I notice a lot of these guys are like posting pictures up on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah. Hey, look at me.
Look
I'm
at how
clean
good
shaven.
I am. Yeah.
It's great.
It's all good. He's from Milwaukee area. So it's right up there somewhere.
Yeah.
So not that I have a stake in that, but I'm just saying. Speaking of steak, I wish I had one of those right now.
Why is that?
I'm hungry.
Vampire? What?
Steak. A little filet mignon.
Okay.
Ribeye.
That's right.
T-bone.
With no ketchup. You know, that's, I gotta bring that up.
Ketchup on
your
steak?
Don't fucking put ketchup on your meat. Not on your steaks. That's racist.
Burgers are okay?
Burgers are okay, but not on steak.
Ketchup and mustard and onions?
No. I don't know. Whoever started that fucking trend needs
ketchup
to be
on
shot.
Steak? I've never had, I don't even like putting A1 sauce on my steak.
Yeah, that's just an insult.
Yeah.
When you're putting
just be like
on.
A little seasoning. Thank you. I know you like yours well done. I like them very bloody.
It depends. Sometimes. Depends how I'm feeling. If I'm saucy?
Then you don't care?
Man, I don't mean to. Whatever. Like a good pussy. I don't know. Whatever.
Whoa.
Hey. He's
taking it there.
Pussy.
See? Point taken.
Hey,
it's not
easy.
A kid show.
It's not.
By no. Pussy, he means cat.
No.
Furry one.
No.
No? Okay.
I don't know what he's talking about anymore.
Me either.
Should we talk about fights?
Yes.
Are we talking about food?
Or pussy. I say yes to all three. Let's start with
Sweet.
The fights.
All right. We've got Nate Diaz.
Diaz.
209. He's 13-7 versus Takanori.
The Fireball Kid.
Gomi, he's 32-7. Diaz, 69% of his wins by submission, 23% by KO. Gomi, 38% by KO, 19% by submission.
Mm-hmm.
And, here you go. The odds, here you go, the betting odds on this fight by coming from BetDSI, Gomi at +210, Diaz at -260.
Okay.
You see going
so the
on
odds are in Diaz's favor here. When you're minus?
That is correct,
okay,
sir.
All right, so Nate Diaz has perhaps been the guy that's been all over the weight classes more than anyone that we know. I mean, with exception to maybe BJ Penn.
Yeah.
He's up, he's down, he's up,
Dan
he's down.
Dan Henderson,
yeah. I mean, the guy's all over the place. I think if realistically, if there was a weight class that's perfect for him, it's probably 165. He's like a Rich Franklin. He's too small
he's
at 170.
Catchweight. He's Johnny Catchweight.
Too big at 152, maybe too slow at 155. That being said, Gomi, I feel like, has less chances to win this fight. I think if you look at his track record in the last few years, he's a guy who needs to win quickly. He needs to come out and, you know, hence his name, you know, like he did to, was it Griffin?
Yes.
Tyson Griffin.
First round,
yeah, that was a good fight. I think Griffin overstretched. He should have, like, waited, kind of like Florian did.
Just turtled.
Maybe
you turtle. Pulled turtle guard right off the bat.
Try to do
something. Before the show.
Turtle guard, man.
Just go guard. Turtle up.
It's a valid move in jiu-jitsu.
I think that's nonsense.
I know. But, you know, there is something to be said for you can't get me, right? I mean, I don't know. In MMA, that would be boring as hell. But
it'd be hilarious. Though.
It's an official
like,
move.
What the fuck is that guy doing?
Turtle guard.
That's bullshit.
Well, they make him stand up.
Double but, turtles, yeah.
And Diaz, you know, in this fight, I think what's going to dictate the pace is going to be Diaz because I feel like The guy's reckless, and he's just like his brother, where he doesn't want to take the fight where he's strongest. He wants to take the fight where he can be exciting, he can have fun, he can talk shit, and he can do whatever he's going to do.
It's usually on his back, though.
Lately, it has been on his back. I feel like this fight is going to end up someplace on the ground, and I feel like Diaz is probably going to take it around with Gomi. They're going to box a lot. Mm. Gomi's going to try to have some range problems. He's going to have a hard time getting in there because Diaz has a little bit longer reach. And I don't think Diaz is going to finish Gomi with strikes. But in the second round, Gomi is going to be tired. And we're going to get when he fought, was it Guida he just fought, Gomi?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the my memory's messed up.
It's all right.
What the problem is.
You're all right.
But Diaz.
Some fucking alpha brain
alpha
or whatever
brain,
that
yeah,
shit.
That's expensive. Fuck that. It's like $3
a dollar pill or whatever.
So, yeah, I feel like it ends up on the ground, and Gomi's going to end up on top at some point, and we're going to get a Diaz triangle sometime in the second round. Yeah, I really want to root for Gomi. I just don't see it. I think he's been too hot and cold.
I think you're reading out of my playbook over here.
Is that what you were going to say?
Pretty close.
Are you taking Diaz also?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Maybe yes, maybe
Depends
no.
Depends.
Well, you could tell us how Gomi could win, I guess. I mean, he could win.
Well, he could win, but I think his only chance of winning would be to knock Diaz out, and fucking that ain't gonna happen. Diaz doesn't get knocked out. He doesn't get stopped by strikes.
No, or slams. Wasn't that?
Roy McDonald slammed the fuck out of him. It was like suplex, 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 and he's still in the game.
Runs in the family.
Yeah, I think there's a little, I don't know what you call it, but his brother didn't get the win.
Over Gomi?
Yeah, he had that crazy. What was it?
Oh, the drug test.
Yeah.
He failed it.
But he had that submission win over him with some fancy, was it Gogo Plata?
I think so. Gogo Plata?
I don't know how to pronounce
Gogo Plata, it. Gogo Plata? I forgot.
It was the G one. I'm going to call it the G Plata.
The G Plata.
So he pulls the G Plata out.
Nice.
And gets a sub.
It's an official term.
Yeah. Dialing it in right now. Watch out, bitches. So I think Nate wants to make up for that loss.
Okay.
Well, it's not a loss, but no contest. So I think he's going to get fancy, and I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to pull it off at some point during this fight.
Same submission?
Yes. Just out of
spite.
That
would be ballsy.
Just out of spite. I do think he's going to win by a choke, some kind of submission, probably second round, because the question still is, does Gomi have a gas tank? Well, I don't see it. He's 1-3 now in the UFC.
And he's looked the same.
Yeah.
In all three fights, pretty much.
And even if he does, you know, decide to take Diaz down, which probably could happen. Mm-hmm. Diaz likes to play off his back. Mm-hmm. Gomi is going to get submitted. Here's his submission thing.
His submission thing.
5 of his losses, or 71% of his losses, are by submission. So
okay.
I would not be surprised if that happens again. And the other question mark for me is Diaz is dropping down to 155, and he's had a hard time in the past, so hopefully that's not going to affect his cardio. I think he's a professional, though.
He's never had cardio problems. I think he's another one of those guys.
I think it's a challenge to get up and down. When, like, you've been fighting at 170, and now he's got to come back to 155.
So yeah.
I think he'll be all right. Plus, he's, what, 7 years younger or something like that? Diaz, 25, Gomi, 33. I like youth. I like the reach. Well, he's got a 6-inch reach advantage, too.
Mm-hmm.
He can throw the punches in bunches like his brother.
Yep.
And just avoid everything.
They have their...
Yeah. Like, what's up, bitch? What's up? You want
throwing
some of
shots
this?
From back here. That's what they like to do.
Yeah.
He'll probably do a lot of that.
Hopefully.
I don't know. Is he going to get nasty with Gomi? I don't think... That's not much shit talking, but maybe he will.
I think he will.
He'll get angry. What's up?
And then he'll probably test positive for smoking weed, and then he'll get a no contest. This fucking world is crazy. Let's make it legal. So we're going to agree on this one. Watch out.
That and prostitution.
I don't know where you're going with that one, but all right.
You're going to be out of roll. Pot and prostitution.
I'm going second round.
Double B's.
I can't even hear what you're saying right now.
It's legal in Vegas.
Oh!
What does it say?
Don't fuck.
Uh-oh.
Diaz!
Oh, no.
Joker!
Diaz. Okay, I think we say this every time, but if it really happens that Gomi wins this fight, even when the odds are against him, And we all three, there has to be some kind of mojo here with us.
There's people. A fucking curse.
And for those of you out there who say we never agree, we do agree sometimes.
And look what happens.
It's just a lot of times we don't. So, you know, this is how it goes.
That's how it goes sometimes. How it goes. Roll with the punches.
Yes. Next.
That's right. Next.
Okay.
I gotta have a sip. Hang on.
A sip?
Mm.
A sip and beer.
All right. Next fight. We got Josh.
Koscheck.
He's 15-5 versus Matt.
Hughes.
He needs a nickname.
He does.
What do you want? Was he Country Boy? Wasn't that it?
He's got that cool song, Country Boy Can Survive. I like that song.
You can have that one.
Hey, when he comes out, I know it's him coming, you know?
Yeah, you sure
it's
do.
Like when the siren goes off, you know, it's the cops. It's when the Country Boy Can't Survive, it's Matt Hughes.
That's so awesome.
Seems like a nice guy, maybe. I don't know.
He's very religious. He's all up in there.
It's not my thing, but, you know, whatever.
It's all good.
I'm sure he'd be a cool guy to learn something from. Probably has a lot of knowledge.
As long as he's not talking religion.
Jesus.
It's all good.
It is all good.
So, Koscheck, 27% of his wins by KO, 33% by submission. Hughes, 38% of his wins by KO, 40% by submission. And the odds on this fight from BetDSI, Hughes at +315, Koscheck -415.
Ooh, that means it's a big odds, right?
Yeah, Koscheck, big chance.
700-point spread or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, first I want to mention that who was supposed to be in this fight? Diego Sanchez, right?
Yeah, the dream, the
wet
nightmare,
dream which, or the dirty nightmare.
I forgot he got an injury. Was
yeah,
it knee something.
It blew out his rectum.
I'm not sure.
And
there are those online who say he may be ducking Josh Koscheck, but I think that's
who.
Not. People say online that Diego's ducking Hughes. But that would be silly.
Yeah, that's nonsense. I'm not buying it.
There's a lot of noise about that online. I don't think that's true.
But Koscheck kind of bullied his way into this fight.
He's like, I want to fight, man.
Oh, I'm going to go out there on Twitter. I was like, I have accepted the Matt Hughes fight. You know, will he accept?
I'll take it.
Like, that's a good way to dial it in because then you're not going to look like the bitch.
Yeah.
You know? So he threw it out there, and good for him. I was surprised. I literally didn't think that Hughes would take this fight.
I think it's not a smart move on his part.
It's
tough. He keeps doing that. That's like what he keeps. It's just not a smart move.
It's not good.
He's
for
old,
his
man. He's old, and he needs time to prepare.
Well, he's 37, and Koscheck being 33.
Oh, is Koscheck that old? I always think of him as under 30. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's up there too.
Weird thing was, when I was looking at this fight, I didn't realize, I thought for sure that Hughes had been out longer. Is that correct?
Nope. He just fought Ricardo Almeida.
Well, his last fight was when? What was that?
Almeida? I can look it up. Hold
yeah.
on. I forgot. I thought it was in the spring. Let me check.
Well, Koscheck hadn't fought. His last fight was 124.
Oh, actually.
So it was like 9 months ago. I thought Hughes' last fight was 123.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about the BJ Penn one.
Knocked him out.
Yeah, no, it was almost a year ago, November 20th.
So they're both about, it's about like 9 months, give or take.
Yeah. I forgot about the knockout. We were there, too.
Yeah.
Blurry.
Word!
That was a good one.
It was. It was awesome. And here's the thing. AKA has been on fire.
They've been on fire.
They went 4-0 on Strikeforce. And Koscheck, I hear, is pretty hungry to fight and kill anybody. He wanted to fight everybody.
Did
I want Rich Franklin.
At 185?
Yeah, he wanted to move up.
Oh, he was going to move up, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was talking about that, but he wanted to fight a named person. So that's why he's taking Hughes here.
Should fight Matt Griffith.
No, I'll probably get destroyed, but I will land one shot.
Just one.
Square to the balls. Check Congo style, bitch. Okay.
Krav Maga front kick.
Yeah.
Right to
like,
the middle.
Oh, I didn't see that one coming.
Sorry. I was going for the front kick.
And he comes at me again. I gouge.
Nice.
Well, that's a typical Koscheck fight. Someone's getting poked in the eye.
You know.
Or not.
Okay. Maybe Hughes.
Maybe like close.
Throw the
right?
phantom knee.
Phantom knee
Hughes,
or eyeball.
That's what he should throw. A phantom knee.
Jumping, flying.
I feel like we're all over the place.
We are. Let's bring it back in. So Here we go. Koscheck was talking about his last fight performance against GSP.
Yep.
Here's what he had to say.
All right.
Been on the shelf since December, and I'm honest, my last fight sucked. After all the talk and hype, I couldn't do anything with GSP with one eye, and I let the fans down. Wasn't a great fight. I don't care if they boo me or cheer me, but they pay to see me fight. On that night, I didn't fulfill my side of the deal because it wasn't a great fight. I hung in there in a lot of pain to give them 5 full rounds, but it wasn't a great fight. No one was happy with it, especially me. I owe it to the fans and myself to come back, give them a fight that they can get excited about. A lot of people are excited to see me against Matt Hughes next weekend or whenever. So,
well, I don't know about a lot of people, but there are those who are excited about it.
What are you saying? This isn't going to be an interesting fight?
I don't know. It doesn't make my blood boil like, you know, like a, I don't know, like
a girl-on-girl scene.
Yeah. Doesn't get me going.
I hear you.
Like a John Jones, you know, Rashad Evans gets me excited. GSP Diaz got me excited. GSP Condit gets me. BJ Penn Diaz. That's all like, well, I'm liking it. Brock Lesnar, Overeem. That gets me really excited. Yeah. So,
sure.
This is like, yeah. You know, I don't know. Wrestler versus wrestler with both have very poor striking.
I don't know about Koscheck having poor striking, but Hughes' striking is...
Well, Hughes has gotten better recently. I thought he's more technical, but he's slower.
He's not using his wrestling at all. He's just going... He's Johnny Leg Kick of late.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So is that his strategy? I know he brought in a couple of people into his camp that he hasn't, well...
BJ Penn?
Yeah, and Pat Miletich. He hasn't had Miletich around for a few years.
For a long time. I've been trying to figure out what the strategy is going to be for Hughes in this fight.
Fuck.
So do you want to give us your thoughts on this? Since you were, do you want me to give you mine?
I will give you my thoughts.
Okay.
I will just say.
Lightness.
Stand up war.
Ooh, really?
It's gotta be. I mean, that's what Hughes' plan has been of late. The thing is, Koscheck can put the fight wherever he wants. So. That's how I see. He's the one who can dictate where this fight's going to go. If he wants to take it down, it'll go down. If he wants to keep it standing, it'll stay standing. And I think if it stays standing, Koscheck's got more weapons to use, more power.
More power? I actually think Koscheck has more speed, but maybe not necessarily more power. I don't know. Hughes hits pretty hard. And you can't really take his loss to BJ Penn as... I mean, BJ's lightning fast in the stand-up, so... You know, I don't know. He was rocking Almeida pretty good before he choked him unconscious. So Koscheck seems like one of those guys that likes to throw haymakers, too.
Know. Someone's in the twilight of their career, though.
That's true.
So,
which makes me wonder, why does he take this fight? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
I think it's one a favor to the UFC.
He's like
you were co-main event. Just take the fight.
Just take it.
And then, you know, if he turns it down, then he's been called out by Koscheck, and then people are going to say, oh, you're afraid to fight him. So
well, that's
he's kind of a lose-lose for him. He kind of got... forced into it, so
are you with the odds on this one?
Do you feel I am with the odds. I am taking Koscheck.
What do you think he's gonna do? Knock him out?
I don't even know if I wrote that down. Actually,
he said it's gonna be a stand-up war. The two wrestlers are gonna decide not to wrestle.
Well, Matt Hughes might decide to wrestle, but Koscheck ain't gonna have any part of it.
Play the defensive game. Keep it on the feet.
I think he's gonna throw a head kick and
knock Hughes out. Ooh, first round, second round.
Dose. I'm going second round.
Nice. I feel like, you know, Hughes of...
Cheeseburger?
That too.
I'm hungry.
I am hungry too. Stop talking about food. I feel like Hughes recently has improved a lot of his technical game. He's definitely good on the ground. I think his jiu-jitsu is really underrated. We haven't, you know...
You didn't see it in the last three fights.
We haven't seen it, right. Well, we saw his... They called this the submission over Almeida, the Pharmaconda choke. Did you see that?
It's an official like a wrestling choke is what it looked like.
It's called the Pharmaconda. It's officially in the books as the instead of an Anaconda choke, it's a Pharmaconda choke. I guess it's a joke. I don't know because he's from the farm.
But I don't know.
I feel like the first round probably plays out like you say. The two guys are going to negate each other in the wrestling department and end up striking a lot. Hughes, I think, has had more fights. Obviously, he's got more experience. I think a guy like that against not a very technical striker in Koscheck is going to be able to keep the round going for the first round. In the second round, I think Koscheck gets frustrated and tries to take it to the ground, and that's where he gets in trouble. because I feel like Hughes has the ability to reverse and get an armbar in the second round.
Oh, my God. You're out of control. You are out of control.
I'm serious.
No, you are officially out of control. I think he's going to submit
Josh Koscheck's second round armbar. A la GSP.
Like payback. Like, I got armbar by that bitch, and now I'm going to armbar.
Yeah.
I'm officially calling him out of control.
I'm telling you. Hughes will submit Josh Koscheck. You will not be knocked out.
He's been eating brownies.
Maybe. Are we going to do a show where we eat brownies?
Oh, my God, no.
That might be crazy.
No.
Well, it's taped, so if we don't like it, we just undo it.
No, nothing will go down on tape. There'll be no recordings.
Okay.
So. And that's weird that we mentioned tape. It's not even tape anymore when you think about it. It's just like a fucking
SD card.
Card, right?
Yeah. Whatever.
So.
You think I'm crazy? That used via second round submission?
Hey, I'll say this.
Oh, wait a minute.
No.
Koscheck, orbital bone. Which side? Which is the side of the gym?
Orbital bone
surgery, layoff, ring rust. He takes the fight.
What do you mean? He's been out just as long as
he takes the fight
has.
On short notice, but he hasn't been able to train because he hasn't been healthy. And he's a big guy.
He's been surfing.
2 weeks notice, he's got to cut weight. You think he's sitting around walking around at 180
pounds? He's a professional.
Pounds?
He used to wrestle. Cutting weight for these motherfuckers is like nothing.
Okay. I think cardio will be a factor in this fight. Josh will get tired second
round. He's AKA. They're always in shape, bitch. Always in shape.
I will eat my words, I'm sure. But I'm telling you. Matt Hughes.
I will say this. It's MMA and anything can happen.
It could.
Anything can happen. Look at Big Nog over Schaub. Anything else going to happen? Happened.
Happened.
All sorts of crazy shit will happen.
Yeah,
so, all right.
Knocks out Bigfoot Silva.
Happened. Yeah, I don't think that would happen either.
Happened. You know?
Okay, I'll stop while we're ahead.
A lot of things happen.
Okay, I'm taking Koscheck. You got Hughes.
Yeah.
Magic 8-Ball is taking Koscheck.
Nice. All right.
Is it? Where are we at?
We're in your basement.
City.
City of Industry?
Yes.
I wish I was in City of Industry. We are at Sponsors. We have Sponsors.
He's not drinking.
I know I'm not. Is that? I'm getting over a cold. I feel a little ill. I'm drinking coconut juice. Is my energy not there today?
No, it's fine.
Are you trying to say I need to drink to do the show?
No, I'm not saying anything.
It feels a little off.
I don't know
off.
What you're talking about.
I feel a little off. That's okay, though.
See, because one person is drinking, and when the other person isn't, you get this weird energy.
Oh.
It's always like the Rogan podcast when they're high as fuck and then someone else comes on and they're just like straight.
I'm sorry. Next show I'll make it up. I just
you'll drink three times.
I haven't been feeling well, so I don't want
to. I'll do some drinking for
you. You drink for us. We have MMAHQ.com, the world's best daily deal site. And they have lots of.
In the world.
In the world. They have lots of cool things to check out.
One daily deal every day.
Every day.
They sell out fast.
They do. 11 Eastern.
Yeah.
MMAHQ.com, also BJJHQ.com. You should check it out.
BJ's bitch.
BJ. I'm not sure what. Have you ever tried one J? BJHQ? I don't know what that does. Google it while I'm talking about it.
You're going to total virus my computer right now.
Maybe.
What am I doing now?
BJHQ. It's got to be pulling.
Control Enter for the advanced users. It's connecting.
Probably pulling.
I'm going to totally buy this site now. I'm just like.
We also have the Boxing Box by New Phase.
Boxing Box.
It's the only interactive fighting product that will challenge your fighting instincts and reflexes. You can go to fightinginstincts.com and for $59.95.
It's not $39 anymore?
$39. I don't know. One of those prices.
God damn it. This now he's got me on two treasure hunts right now.
And yours.
Fucking.
And I don't even have that. I have no notes. I'm just. I just started speaking.
Hang on.
I think I remember.
Fighting in.
Well, last but not least.
Because the other time you had the notes and you were
like. I was fucking it up. BetDSI.com, where you can bet on MMA.
$39.99.
Save 20% for the Boxing Box.
Yes.
You dropped the price. Nice. Also, BetDSI is currently running a promotion. If you check out their Facebook page, facebook.com/BetDSI, they have a contest going, Why I Should Go to Punta Cana Contest.
Ooh,
so what happened?
I like the sound of Punta.
Punta Cana.
Is that the right way to say it? Punta.
Probably.
It's like puta.
They got
punta. Puta. Right. Puta de la calle 26.
Stop swearing at me.
Chingo
Spanish.
Madre.
I know what that means.
Chingo de cerveza.
Chingo.
Pinche way.
Fuck the beer? Is that what that means?
Is that, yeah, is that, yeah. You know, it's like, I gotta fuckload of beer.
They have a contest for the Punta Cana Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Basically, if you go on their website or their Facebook page, they can find details about the contest. It's Tuesday, November 8th through Saturday, November 12th is when you can win a trip to go there. Sweet. And you can do it by entering and then also by, you know, depositing money and making bets on the site and all that stuff. Pretty cool. You can bet and win a vacation.
Making
and
deposits,
win money.
Taking withdrawals.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. That's what life's about. It's a game. You got to win.
We try as much as possible to always win. And that will bring us to...
You're winning. What's that?
The main event of
the
this card?
The best fight on this card.
John Jones!
Oh, my God. My head may implode.
Implode? Implode or implode?
Implode. It is hot as fuck in here now.
I'm leaning
hot.
Down, like, I'm kind
of
hot.
I just felt like this bead of sweat run down my back and into my ass crack.
That's
for
gross.
Anybody who's keeping score at home.
It's quite stinky, I'm sure. Swamp.
Sometimes.
Ass crack.
I'm taking cold showers and... Oh, we'll talk about that later. Okay. It's fucking crazy talk. All right, let's just get into this. We got John.
Bones.
Jones. He's 13-1. Bullshit still. Every time I say it, bullshit. Mm. Versus Quentin.
Rampage.
Jackson, he's 32-8. Jones, 62% of his wins by KO, 23% by submission. Rampage, 44% by KO and 22% by sub. And I always got to call him Rampage. It just doesn't feel right to, for me to call him Quentin or Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
No.
Yeah.
Feels wrong.
Okay. Odds on this fight from BetDSI are Rampage at plus 335 and Jones at minus 435.
Wow, big spread.
And a big age difference, too. I'll start with that. Jones, 24, Rampage, 33.
Okay.
You want to start? You want me to go? Let me throw a little juice on this.
Sprinkle some sugar.
Give me
some sugar.
Let me spray a little the lighter fluid on this before we light it up.
Okay.
Get it sautéed. Let's soak. Let's put a little soak on them crabs.
Okay.
The belt is cursed. It is cursed. It's like the.
Seems like it.
It's like the curse of the were-rabbit.
I'm not familiar with that
That's
curse.
Wallace and Gromit.
Okay. Haven't seen it. Yeah. I know what it is, but I have not seen it.
Yeah. So I'll just say that.
Okay.
Chuck Liddell was the last person to defend the title 3 times successfully.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
That's an interesting
stat.
Yeah,
that was a while ago. And then after that, Rampage did it, and Machida did it 2 times. So odds are kind of against Jones to...
Do it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see.
Don't know.
There's this crazy shit going on. Well, you can go ahead and dial in if you...
Dial into the fight?
Sure.
You want me to talk about this?
Go ahead.
Matchup? All right, obviously, John Jones, significant reach advantage over Rampage. That I think you can say
84
that.
84.5 inches. Pretty much anybody
he fights. Yes.
He's going to have a reach advantage.
Right.
Sure.
So that is a problem. Obviously, younger, more athletic. Here's where I think it differs from guys he's fought before. Shogun, when he fought Jones, I don't think he looked like himself. Like, we saw him in his last fight as well.
He's soaking in molasses the pre-fight ritual.
Yeah, he has the mental, fortitude like a Rampage does, but I don't think he quite had the physical at the same time. Where a guy like Rampage, just pure, this fight, you have to win this fight against John Jones with just pure mental, just balls. Seriously, like, the guy is young. Yeah. He's been on a winning streak. You have to figure out a way to break his spirit. And I think a guy like Rampage comes in there with his howling and looking all tough and black-on-black crime and all this shit that he keeps talking about, I think may intimidate a John Jones. I know that Rampage doesn't have great wrestling, but he's got a lot of power. It doesn't take much for him to clip somebody and put him down. So my feeling is that this fight, we saw, okay, Rampage's takedown... Okay. Takedown defense is underrated, and obviously Jones' strategy may be to try to take him down to the ground.
Didn't Evans take him down?
Who, Rampage? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was after he cut like 60 pounds or whatever because he was fat. He looked a lot better against Matt Hamill and Machida. And I think one thing that people always forget about is Rampage has pretty good footwork, He's a good boxer. You never catch him like out of position too often.
Well, you don't want to stay in that short hook range with him because he's very good at slipping and countering. Yeah, so, it's Wanderlei Silva.
Yes. So I feel like these guys, I think what Rampage's strategy should be to try to get in Jones's grill and push him back. I think that because when you let Jones dictate the fight forward, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
So for me, I think there's going to be a lot of clinching in the first and second round of this fight. It's not going to go
from
five rounds. Both guys. I think.
That's crazy talk.
I think Rampage and Jones are going to tie up quite a lot, and it's going to end up just exposing Jones to some of that inside game that Rampage has, which is very dangerous. Hmm. Uppercuts, hooks, things. Because Jones, he doesn't do much of a Thai style clinch. He likes to do the Greco kind of. And that opens you up for uppercuts, no? Would you say? More so than a tie clinch?
He usually goes for that after he's got someone...
wore down?
Or rocked. Like, usually he'll hit him with something and then come into that, like, maybe throw a spinning elbow and then come in for, a clinch action.
A little Greco-Roman clinch. So,
And he don't stay there long. He'll get you in that and you're going down.
Yeah, he will. I think Rampage is tough, man. The guy's been around the block, and I feel like he's got enough. That's his chance. I give it two rounds. After two rounds, his chances go down significantly. Yeah. I don't think Jones finishes him quick. So I think Rampage gets a second round. I'm going to say second round TKO.
From Rampage, once again.
Going to shock the world.
I think it's fucking crazy.
You just mentioned the curse. The curse, everything else, all these things.
I'm just throwing it out there that there is a curse. Mm-hmm. I like conspiracies.
He wants his belt back.
I like curses.
Yeah.
He can want it all the fuck he wants.
You think he's too one-dimensional?
Yeah, deliver it. I thought, well, Johnny Actor over there said he hates fighting. So is his heart in it anymore? I don't believe it is.
You don't think so?
I think he's just collecting a paycheck now.
Could be. He has a lot of kids, didn't he?
Is that right? I don't know.
They got to feed my family and all that stuff, he said. But
well,
you don't think Jones can be cracked? You don't think that?
No, because I think he's humble enough and... he's got Greg Jackson in his corner that can center him if he gets his shit out of line. We've seen that a lot of times with Jackson. Jackson knows what to say at the right moment to get his fighter back to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
See that with GSP and saw it with Condit, right?
Yep.
It's like that guy knows what the fuck to say. So you've got that guy in the background. Whatever Rampage is going to do doesn't matter. He's got that fucking sensei, the master, whatever the fuck you want to call Greg Jackson, backing him up. So
the guru.
I think Rampage is starting to lose his mind a little bit.
He's probably lost a while. He's been gone off the reservation.
They were talking, remember, like he was talking about, oh, he's got spies in my camp. And crazy shit. And here's what Jones had to say about that. Just so you know, I'm not a person who looks for shortcuts in life. Unlike you, MMA is not something I do because of money. It's a way of life for me, and I would never disrespect the integrity of that.
Okay.
So, they're just a little jab back and forth, you know. Other weird thing, or interesting, Rampage has been the decision in 6 of his last 7 fights.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me. What is that?
He hasn't finished a guy in a long time. He's due.
He's due?
Yeah.
I thought you called him a Jew. I was like, whoa, no. What's going on?
That would be cool if he was Jewish.
Hey, I love everybody. I don't give a fuck what you are.
That'd be awesome. But you don't think he's due? Or is this the pride curse of
the
poor vitamins and minerals?
Yeah. Something about the meat over here in the U.S. It's not as good as...
horse meat?
Yeah.
Apparently you can eat horse meat in the U.S.
Oh.
There's a restaurant down in Indianapolis that serves it. I almost went to it.
Oh.
But I was like, I don't think I want to eat any horse.
Yeah, horse cock, maybe. Horse meat, not so much. But I want to mention something. Where you talk about like that horse meat. You remember when we listened to the Tim Ferriss podcast with Rogan?
Yep.
How Ferriss had mentioned that someone was doing some kind of, what was it, gene therapy? Where you could
put
40 pounds of muscle on.
Yeah.
Like some MMA fighter that he knows did that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say names, but I got ideas of who that one is.
Okay.
I don't know. The horse meat just made me think of that.
Don't know anything.
Yeah, me neither. So.
We've lost.
And, well.
We're back.
It's all good.
Bringing it back in. Rampage John Jones.
So what kind of training is Rampage doing? Is he still overseas? Is he doing his motorboating?
No, and I think he's training in the U.S. in Vegas, too, as far as I know.
Because now with the UFC being on Fox, is motorboating going to be okay? Is planking on titties going to be okay?
Sure, why not?
Is Dana White still going to be Dana White?
Is he going to say fuck a lot? Probably not on national television, but...
Bleep him. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's a growing sport. And I'll talk about that later.
I didn't even mention the altitude.
The altitude with an attitude?
Yeah.
I got it right twice.
Altitude.
That was from that fucking game. What was it? NFL Blitz and Arcade?
Oh, yeah.
Would always be yelling shit. From Denver? You're drilling people out of bounds and lines.
Yeah, Jones is taller, right? So when he's up there, he's going to have higher altitude problems.
He doesn't
than
even
Rampage.
Matter.
The 1 foot difference.
He doesn't even care. Here's what I'll tell you.
Okay.
For Jones. Leg kick, elbow. Didn't I mention the leg kick?
Yeah.
Because fuck.
You don't think Rampage learned his lesson?
He doesn't check a leg kick to save his
Can't
life.
Can he just go forward?
What are you talking about?
Stop a leg kick with a punch, no?
You could if the guy stood right in front of you, but do you see Jones do that? Jones is always moving around. He's like, and he's creative as fuck.
Like a crazy spider, grasshopper, crazy.
He should hit the mat a couple of times and do some crazy shit. Spinning elbows come to mind too. So the only way I think you beat John Jones is if you can wrestle fuck him, and I don't think Rampage is the guy to take him down. I'd love to see Rampage go to the old ways where he would pick people up, hoist them up, and fucking slam them down. He doesn't do that anymore.
Nope.
That was his bread and butter. A good slam will fucking rock the arena. Yeah, was that Machida? Where he was ready to do that?
The
whole fucking arena's up and ready, and then, you let it go. Son of a bitch, you little sneaky cat got out of it. He was like a kitty cat, man.
Yeah,
well, he's smart. You've seen that happen before, but...
Yep.
Another question for Jones is, though, he looked a little gassed in that Shogun fight.
He did.
And I will attribute that to...
Altitude?
Yes, his altitude with an attitude. His first time fighting for the title, I think that's a little...
Adrenaline rush?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't know how to manage all that energy.
Yeah.
And now, be all right. He'll be all right. He'll get through this.
Okay. So the curse doesn't live on?
I don't believe it does.
It becomes the ending of the curse?
Because he
cannot be stopped.
Keep going.
How does he
keep
win?
Throw an adjective.
How does he win this fight?
Any way he wants to.
Ooh. Not by
it's
submission,
another
though.
One. He controls it.
You think so?
Well, literally, I think it's going to be a second round TKO. Again, he can put the fight wherever he wants it to. If he wants to keep it standing, he keeps it standing. Once he takes Rampage down, he takes him down.
Just like
and
that.
And the other thing is, he has dominating top control. Shogun had no answer for the top control.
Yeah, yeah. He's shown it a few
Vader
times.
Had no answer for the top control.
Top.
So if he puts you down, you are fucked. And I don't see Jackson, when he's on his back, really making that much of an effort.
No.
To make
his ground game is more defensive
off his back,
than offensive.
Yeah. So I got to say, there's too many weapons in his fucking...
Tool belt?
Package.
His package.
Right. His tool belt. Nah. His arsenal.
His balls are too big.
I'm going arsenal.
Okay.
His... fucking 17-inch black Mamba.
Now you went too far.
I'm just going for broke. Okay. It's all right, kid. Jones, second round, TKO.
Okay. April says...
Ooh! Rampage.
Rampage Jackson. All right. Very good. That'll bring us into...
What's that?
Viewer mail.
Viewer mail. No piss break. It's
awesome. No, we're almost done. Let's just do it. All right.
Look at you over there.
I only had one thing, and you had a couple, I know. I'm feeling a little lightheaded and dizzy. I think I need to go lay down. My cold is still hanging around. All right. So Ryan Smith wants to know, he was watching an interview with Melvin Guillard, and he was saying there should be a finish bonus in the UFC. Not including Fight of the Night KO and then Knock of the Night.
Yes.
You think that's good?
Why am I getting shocked by my computer?
I don't know.
See that little spot right there? I was getting pumped.
Maybe you got wet? Did you cream in your pants?
No, see that little spot there?
Oh.
Like we're conducting something. Some kind of electrical current.
Through your balls. It's good.
Firing down on me, HP.
It's all good.
Stay in the computer
business.
No. Okay, sorry. Go again.
You like the finish bonus.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about. Fuck this. You should not get a bonus for winning a fight because that leads to lay and pray and all these bullshit fights. You finish bonuses. You should get a whatever X amount to fight, and you get X amount to finish.
Okay, very
yes,
good.
Yes, I'm all for that.
All right, Leo Munoz wants to know if we're excited for BJ Penn versus Nick Diaz or if we're pissed that they scrapped GSP Diaz. What do you think?
No, I think it's a better fight, actually.
I agree.
Because GSP finds a way to suck the life out of anything that might be an interesting fight.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Nick Diaz would have been calling a bitch for like five rounds and that would have been fun, I would have enjoyed that.
May part still happen. You never know.
No, I don't think they're ever going to make that fight.
No?
And we could talk, you know, we should talk about that now. Do you think all this shit was fixed?
Yes.
WWE style?
I think there was an agenda and they made it seem crazy and it got done. So. Too much weird coincidence lately. Overeem, all of a sudden, you know, getting kicked out of Strikeforce. And, oh, hey, come over to the UFC, fight our best guy, you know, best ratings guy.
That was weird, too, because wasn't the timing kind of awkward? Like, it was all this UFC, UFC, UFC talk right before Strikeforce is in the semifinals of their fucking heavyweight tournament. They pretty much killed any viewership for that Strikeforce event.
That card, almost nobody watched that.
Yeah.
And you can see why, because it's just, it's bullshit.
Well,
anymore.
It's a farce.
Yeah. It's all bullshit. So, yeah, I think it was manufactured, but I like it. I think they made the card better by doing what they did.
They did. It's much more intriguing to me.
Yeah.
Penn and Diaz. Fuck, what's going to happen?
Who knows?
Again, anything happens. And then GSP and Condit. A Condit all day long.
Condit.
Kill GSP. What?
I'm
not going to kill him.
You gonna, no.
He's just going to murder him.
All right, hang on. There's a...
there's a... this and that and a couple of those.
Just one quick question.
Big titties and pantyhose.
Oh, here we go. There's just a random question. Ash Griffiths wants to know if either one of us have a tattoo.
Yes.
And would you consider getting one?
I have a tattoo. Notice the nut on the right.
This one?
Yeah. He has the same tattoo that I have.
Okay.
Actually, it was a copy of my tattoo. Yeah.
That's supposed to be you? And that's supposed to be me?
No. It just happened to work out. I'm like, I wanted to have something of me on one of those
jacking
nuts.
Jacking me in the eyeball. Going...
Like, take that, bitch. But he's got my beard, and I don't wear tight shorts. Them GSP shorts. I don't rock those.
Don't let him pull
we'll
you.
Do it.
He comes into Thai boxing class. He's like, hey, you got my Valentino shorts.
I go buck naked, brother. Just a cup. That's right. You got to have some kind of protection. Nice. Steel, fucking Thai style, right. Bitch.
Like, hey, you want to clinch up?
Yeah, let's rock it.
No, I don't have a tattoo, but I've been thinking about it for a while. I don't have a... I have a few ideas I just don't have.
All right.
You know.
Well, I've been thinking about getting one on the other arm, so when we're ready, maybe it's
this is something to do.
Dial
maybe,
it in.
Maybe in the wintertime when you're not going to be out in the sun and stuff, because it's not good for them.
You got to cover it, so winter's probably
so good. Like when it gets cold, that December, January, February.
It's a good 2-3 hour session.
Yeah. Got to think of something cool. I'm thinking about putting one like right here, like in this spot.
Like a,
think that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Cock. So what I roll up my sleeve.
Like,
isn't that in the movie?
Cock Lesnar.
Nice. No, but yeah,
easy.
You got one. I don't have one yet. I'm going to get one soon. We'll figure it out.
All right.
So that's viewer mail. If you would like to send us a question to the show.
Where can they do that?
You can do so at fans@MMANuts.com. You can also check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, Twatter, YouTube. We're all over the place. We're on the underground forums. Three in the pink, four in the stink.
Whatever it is. I'm trying to work out new combinations.
Okay. Get creative, you know.
Go for broke.
Yeah, it's all good.
Use two hands if you need to.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we will be back.
Advise against the fist. Yeah.
There is a lot of stuff going on. We're not sure how many shows.
We don't know where.
Where
we
what.
We don't know when.
Likely we're going to not do many recaps this month, maybe, I'm thinking.
Maybe, we'll see. We may be tripping balls. I don't know.
Mix in some shit. I don't know, but we'll be back.
Brownie.
And before we go, I noticed you have your knowledge segment.
I don't even know what knowledge I was going to say.
You want to drop some on us?
I will. It's just some weird shit, because first off, at a gluten-free restaurant, enjoying a gluten-free Italian meal
that's
with my wife.
Went to before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like the anniversary. Yeah. What the fucking, was it 12 years or something?
Congratulations.
Thanks. No kids, no nothing. Secluded booth. And I hear the guys at the table next to me start talking UFC.
Okay.
I've never been at a restaurant and heard people at another table talking the UFC.
Okay.
So I just want to say I think the UFC has made it. Because usually it's always, you hear people talking, it's about football or fucking baseball or something. Mm-hmm. Non-MMA related, and they're actually talking about UFC and UFC. Having an intelligent conversation, making good points, and I couldn't be any part of it, so it's kind of a little disappointing. I'm just like, I had to point it out to my wife, like, they're talking UFC, fucking sweet.
She's probably like, oh yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, like, shut the fuck up, but
have your wine.
Yeah.
It's cool, though.
That was,
it's gonna happen
point.
More often, I think.
Yeah,
so.
And then the other thing, while we're eating dinner, we had, there's a waiter who's taking care of us. He was really nice and making sure everything was working out. And then there was another guy who would fill our water, and he you know, he's taking a glass, he pours the water, and fucking water spills all over. Says, oh, I'll be back and get that. And comes back and fucking wipes it up. Fucking spilling wine and just knocking shit over.
Like a helper to the waiter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my wife didn't realize that this was a different guy. Mm-hmm. She just thought it was the same guy. So she's like, what is up with this fucking waiter? Like, he comes one time and he's nice and he's personable and very, you know, understanding of us. Yeah. And then other times he comes and he's just fucking destroying everything. And I didn't realize that she has her back to the people and they look pretty fucking similar. So she can only see them like when they are right by our table.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise her back is to the action. I'm seeing them coming and going. I'm like, they look pretty similar, but I had to break it to her.
It's not the same guy.
Break the news. It's two different guys. Oh, they may be brothers.
It could be.
It's not the same guy.
Isn't it a family-owned restaurant?
Yeah, they're both Italian. Maybe they both were rocking their gold chains and
nice.
You know, a little beefed
got
up, little Italian stubble. But nice. All I'm saying is, you got to pay the fuck attention sometimes. Look around. Notice what the hell is going on.
Yes. Is always a good claim.
That's all. Not funny, but just observational.
Observation. Well, congrats on the 12 years.
Thank you.
And
12 long. Long years.
They'll get shorter. Maybe.
They get shorter every year.
Probably because you don't remember.
Maybe.
You know, you're like, what? The year's already over. It's already almost New Year's again.
Yeah, it always seems like it's almost October. Like, I'm always, like, ready to go to a pumpkin patch.
Fun time. Fall's good time. So...
True that.
So that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts.
That's it.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith.
We'll see you next time.
Oh, that's it. No that's witty. It.
I'm tired.
Jerk off and somebody's soup.
Jerk off and yeah, okay. Jerk off in your coffee cup and do a shot. All right.
Awesome. Thank you. That's a good way to send it out. Thanks for playing.